For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The Buffalo Bills, get ready for preseason. Red and blue game is in the books. Welcome to Buffalo Against the World.
This is Buffalo Against the World Sports Talk with Kulu and
Cousin Brad.
Bills Mafia, it's our time.
Act like you know, baby.
Act like you know.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Buffalo Against the World with Kulu, and always is here with my co-host, Cousin Brad. Cousin Brad, what's going on, Cuzzo?
What's going on? Welcome to Buffalo Against the World, everyone. We're here to talk about football. Thank God it is back. And oh, yes. My gosh, it was a long wait, and we got a sort of, you call it a sip? We got a sip of football. Last week, because they canceled the game in the third quarter, it was like a sip of football. But I am so happy it's back. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's that time. Preseason starts this Saturday. Make sure you are locked in against the Chicago Bears. The Buffalo Bills will be in action. But before we get into that, Cousin Brad, why don't you take us around the league? What's happening in the NFL?
All right. You know, every week I take y'all around the league, see what's going on, see what is actually popping around the league. I take y'all here every week. Like I said, we got our first sip of NFL football this past week. excuse me. The Houston Texans looked like the Atlanta Falcons. They played the Chicago Bears, the Shot City Bears. Caleb Williams did not play. A lot of the starters didn't play. This is like the first preseason Hall of Fame game, but it was inconclusive. It ended with the Bears technically getting a win at 21-17 over the Texans. A lot of good players, a lot of guys showed up, a lot of guys got some film. Mark Rippon's nephew, who played for the Bears, and you know, we know his Mark Rippon, the guy who beat us in the Super Bowl, but whatever. His nephew played pretty well, so shout out to him. A couple of things going around the league. First off, a new deal was reached in Kansas City. Standout kicker Harrison Bucker, you know him. Anyway, he reached a 4-year deal worth $25.6 million extension for the Chiefs. Tyreek Hill, the top 100 player for some reason, reached an agreement to restructure his contract worth $90 million over the next 3 years, includes $65 million guaranteed. He's got 9 kids. He's going to need that. That will bring his 4-year total of fully guaranteed money to $106.5 million. Boy, he's getting paid in Miami. No state tax in Florida. Anyway, a little bit of injury news. LA Rams standout wide receiver Puka Nacua, I call him the Luka of the NFL. He was considered week to week after he suffered a knee injury. It's nothing serious, but I mean, he was obviously taken out of practice today due to precaution. Veteran free safety Quandre Diggs reached an agreement with the Titans for $5 million. And the Hall of Fame candidates were in. We got the Hall of Fame class of 2024 included Patrick Willis, Julius Peppers, McMichael, Andre Johnson, Devin Hester, Dwight Freeney, and another guy's name I can't pronounce. But they are the class of 2024 Hall of Fame. I'm sorry, Randy Gradisher? I can't pronounce the name, sorry. But Steve McMichael. Mongo from WCW. But shout out to him. That was the class of 2024, but that is around the league.
All right, man. Exciting things happening. Buffalo Bills are going to take on the Chicago Bears this weekend. We're going to talk about the preseason expectations. But first, let's get into what happened to Red and Blue game. Another exciting year. Welcome back to the Red and Blue game.
Absolutely.
Always exciting to see Josh Allen come out with a different style helmet. This one was really different for us.
He always teases us. Look at it. Look at this. Look at his greatness. Look at his greatness of a helmet. He always comes out with a cool helmet. It's like, oh, look, are we going to get that in the season? We're not. But that looks amazing. That is absolutely awesome. Black, got the standing Buffalo, the classic logo, the red face mask, super cool visor. It looks absolutely amazing. Shout out to Josh Allen for doing this. Last year, he had the blue one. The year before, he had the red helmet. Like, he just, what's next? What's next? They're going to have like a silver one next year? Oh,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, man. Definitely, real interesting helmet there. I don't know. You got to have the jersey to match with that one. I don't know if we're going to go to black pants or the black jersey or what we're going to do, if that's ever going to happen.
That'll
kind of be looking like the Buffalo Destroyers out here.
I will take that. I will take
remember that game, arena football team.
Hey, one night game, we wear all black with the red and blue hint with the white numbers. I'll take it. I'll take it. It'll work. It'll go with it. Love it.
Shout out to our brother Lance, man. Yeah, we're doing well. All our people in Buffalo, that tornado was somewhat devastated parts of the west side. So thoughts and prayers to all those out there that may have been affected by that.
Yeah.
Shout out to our brother Lance, the president of the Built in Buffalo platform, which is brought to you by Monster Energy Drink, the official energy partner of the Built in Buffalo platform. Cousin Brad, we got a couple of standouts here. The red and blue game was exciting. From what I was told by a source who was at the red and blue game, DJ J. Reezy, who is a representative of the Buffalo Against the World and Built in Buffalo platform, was in the building. Lance was in the building as well.
Right.
So I got some key notes that J. Reezy gave me that I wanted to throw down. So here we go. All right, on the 7-on-7, Josh Allen, of course, was the starter. There were some interceptions. Kyir Elam continues to impress, as well as the linebacker Deion Jones is doing his thing. D. Wills and Bernard were the starting linebackers. Milano and Vaughn Miller were not practicing, probably for a veteran rest day.
Gotcha.
My rookie, Dwayne Carter, he had a couple pass knockdowns at the line of scrimmage, which was very good. Ray Davis did have a big gain of 60 yards, but he did have two fumbles. Again, he's got to work on those fumbles because we can't have that in the season.
Ray.
Hold that ball, boy. Then we had Cam Lewis had two safeties. All right. So Cam Lewis and Williamson had two safeties. Josh Allen to Samuel. Nice pass on the sideline. Bullseye right on the money.
Yeah.
Elam was working with the first teams with Benford, right? So that's something to pay attention to see how this goes. I'm really happy that Kyir Elam is finally making that leap and really getting a lot of first team work.
Now, did Russell Douglas play?
I didn't see that. I didn't see his name on the list. So
I didn't see him. I didn't see him as active either. But I mean, it's good to see him get a shot at with the ones. So
yeah. So you had another two drop passes from Curtis Samuel. All right, Curtis. Come on, Curtis. We got to get them catches out here. So he dropped a pass on the sideline. Allen made a completion, deep completion to MVS 20-yard line. MVS has been a disappointment. Far as I know, they say practice number 7 was his biggest standout day. Ever since then, he's kind of been very quiet, not getting much reps with the ones at all. So that's something.
I told you guys. I've said it on the show. I don't know if he's going to make this roster. I've said it on the show before. I don't know. It's that veteran guy coming off of a successful season, coming over to a team who's as successful. It's not easy to make this team. It's not easy to make this team at all. I told you. I don't think he'll be on this final roster. We'll see.
Unfortunately, I think he may have to make it, but you know, Shavers is really doing his thing. Is doing his thing, and is and right here actually is mentioning Shavers making some very nice catches. Trubisky to Hamler a few times. QB Hardy, our rookie, picked off Trubisky in the red zone. Allen to Coleman, sideline dart.
All right.
We got some touchdown passes in the red zone with Knox and Kincaid. Now, let's talk about this real quick.
Guaranteed.
That double tight end set that we talked about, Cousin Brad.
Yeah.
What do you expect from it this season? Do you expect this to be a dangerous red zone threat? Because I didn't see it used too much last year.
Absolutely. Last year, we didn't get a chance to run it a lot because obviously Dawson Knox was hurt. So we didn't get a chance to run it as much as we wanted to. But I think this is going to work out completely because Dawson Knox is a great tight end. And Dalton Kincaid is a tight end, but he can also split out wide and play the X receiver as well. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a lot of sets where you have two tight ends, but Dalton Kincaid will be standing up instead of being on the line, definitely coming across the middle, maybe taking some deep shots.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Cousin Brad, you froze for some reason. But I think also something that needs to also be talked about here is whether or not, you know, when you got these big targets you got in the red zone,
yeah,
you have Kincaid, you got Knox, you got Coleman, you got MVS. We'll see if that lasts. These are matchup nightmares in the red zone.
True.
100%. So Knox and Kincaid are going to get a lot of work in the middle of that field. And when it comes to that, so it's going to be really a lot of options. I mean, for jump balls for a lot of these big guys who are about over, each guy is about over 6'3".
Yeah. Plus, you got Keon Coleman, who's 6'3 on his own. Plus, I mean, obviously, we got the big Super 17 back there, who's 6'5, 245. He can just run over you. And, we can easily throw the ball to James Cook. We'll see if Ray wants to hold on to the football. Maybe we can get him in there, plug him in there in the red zone, let him run for yardage. It's definitely going to be tough to stop this team in the red zone. That's really going to be a problem for defenses around the league. So we'll definitely see what happens there. But I think, you know, with Knox and Kincaid, I mean, it's so many questions you have as a defense on who you're going to cover, on what coverage does he run, and, what is the situation going to be like? Definitely going to be a nightmare for defensive coordinators.
Speaking of tight ends, Cousin Brad, Zach Davison, I'm sure you probably haven't heard much of this guy. This guy is a training camp standout at tight end. Number 84 for the Buffalo Bills right now. He is really making a name for himself in training camp.
That's great.
Keep an eye out for that name. Something I need to really watch when it comes to the preseason. This guy's 6'7". He's 6'7". Mm-hmm. He's got that size. Remember when we signed, his name is slipping my head right now. Signed, it was my tight end. He was a tight end. They signed him last year. And it just didn't work out. I think it was the season before we got Kincaid, but it didn't work out. He played with Tampa Bay.
I forget his name.
He played with Brady, didn't get much burn. And we brought him over because he had that size. This guy has the size as well, that 6'7 size, which is a basketball player. Basically.
Absolutely. That's a center. That's a power forward right there. So, he definitely has an opportunity here. I mean, obviously, we have Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox, and we have the third tight end. Quentin Morris kind of plays a wing back, sort of fullback, slot guy sort of thing. And he's also a tight end, too. But, I've said it on this show before, just because you got guys that are great at the position don't mean you can't get some film. Because if you don't make this team, you get some good film, you're on a plane to the next city who's going to need you. So, definitely take advantage of every opportunity. So if I'm this guy at 6'7", a matchup nightmare, definitely get some film. Do what you have to do. Get out there. See what you got.
Yep. Keep your eye on Davison. Even if you make this practice squad, that'd be very good because injuries happen in this league, and we know that. And we Dawson Knox has been dealing with some injuries the past few years. So he would definitely get an opportunity if he ends up on this practice squad. Big highlight from my man Yolo Folocio. Yolo Folocio.
Gold star for
he just said, just call him Eddie. Just call him Eddie. Eddie denied Ray Davis. Ooh. He denied Ray Davis on the goal line. Big time hit. They said it was a smack city. He also stopped running back Evans on the goal line as well, holding him down with his arm tackle to the ground. So that sounds good for YOLO, Mr. Eddie YOLO Fascio. Okay. Did a real good job.
God, shout out to you.
Taron Johnson.
Shout out to you. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, man. Taron Johnson continues to impress as well. Tyler Bass had 5 of 6 again, missed one from 58, and they were 136 in attendance. And that is our red and blue highlights.
We love the red and blue game, and it's our first like teaser of like actual football. All the players are in uniform. It's a game atmosphere. There's a big crowd. They got the music playing. You know, you see them do the practice. It's a big game feel. We love it here in Buffalo. Unfortunately, I did not attend, but I mean, you love the red and blue game. You love it. You love it. Blue and white, whatever you want to call it. You love it.
AJ Hamler running with the ones today. We're gonna talk a little bit about what happened today in practice. Shout out to my man Joey. How you doing, Joey?
I just got an update. Andy Isabella, I guess, took a big hit in practice today. They say it's nothing serious, but he will not be at practice tomorrow. But I guess he took a big hit in practice.
I mean, you know, these boys is getting intense. It's you know, training camp. Listen, man, this, and I've been saying it, this is the most excited I've been in years of this 5-year stint. Obviously, when we got Stephon Diggs, that was a really exciting year. Mm-hmm. But this year, I'm very excited because the competition level, the youth, the height, the weight, I mean,
yeah,
the talent is just so much talent on this roster. Mm-hmm. And you got guys like Hamler, Shavers, Shorter. Mm-hmm. Guys like that's outplaying guys like MVS, who are guys who've been on Super Bowl teams. Like,
yeah, the door is open in that wide receiver room. The door is wide open. This is the first time in a long time where the door, I don't want to say a long, this is the first time in a while that door has been wide open to say, hey, all of you guys sitting in this room have an opportunity. Who wants it the most? So I love it. And I love your guy. We talked about him last week. Mac Hollins, love what he's doing. Love that he cuts his shirt. I love the hair. I love everything he's doing out there. I love the philosophy he tries to throw in his interviews. I love everything about Mac Hollins. Love him.
I love his vibe, man. I think he brings a certain swagger to the Bills.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes the blue collar can get a little boring at times, you know, he brings that little spice, that little Daryl Talley that you talk about, to the table for the Buffalo Bills. So I really like this guy, Mac, and I would like to see what he got on the field, and we're going to see a lot of these guys.
Mm-hmm. He scores a touchdown. Watch out.
Yeah,
I want to see what the celebration is going to be. He scores a touchdown. I want to see what he's going to do. That's good. That would be fun. That sideline is going to go insane.
Yeah, man. Leave your comments if you got any highlights that we may have missed from the red and blue game. I know many of our fans were at the game. Mm-hmm. It's a classic game. We saw the helmet. I'm still asking for the red helmet to come back. Please bring it back. Please, Terry, bring it back.
Are doing the throwbacks, and it just makes me feel jealous. Even the Broncos brought their 90s jerseys back. Come on, Terry. Yeah. We know you're paying for a stadium.
Terry, what you waiting for, bro? Come on, make something happen. Make something happen, my brother.
One game. Just give me one game. I'm good.
That's it. That's all I'm asking for at this point.
One game. I'm good. I will not mention it. I will not bring it up on the show. It's one game with the 90s jerseys, red helmets, blue jersey, white pants, white sneakers. Just give me one game. I'm good.
That's it. Wouldn't it be
cool if Josh Allen wore the Bruce Smith sneakers? Wouldn't that be cool if Josh Allen wore those just like
the Bruce Smith sneakers?
No, I mean, like, if you bought them online and just wore them in the game. Bruce Smith with the blue shirt.
Maybe Von Miller might do that. Remember he was wearing the t-shirts?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Somebody said has shirts and bad things. Bruce Smith. That's awesome. Shout out to Bruce, man. We miss you.
Yeah, man. Bruce was that dude. Shout out to Bruce Smith. At this time, we're going to go into our hater of the week. We got a lot to talk about.
If there's any haters in here right now that don't have nobody to hate on, feel free to hate on me.
Keep the hate coming. Keep the hate coming. Buffalo Against the World Show.
Turn me on some more so my haters can hit.
All right, Cousin Brad. This one is not an individual. This one is an entire network. Cousin Brad, give it to us. Who is the Bills Mafia hater, the Buffalo Against the World Bills Mafia hater of the week?
Okay, this hater of the week is for the NFL players that voted in the NFL yearly top 100 for 2024. This is for you guys. You guys voted Josh Allen, who is the Bills quarterback, number 12 on the list. Last year he was 8. He is 12 now. That is a crying shame. That means you guys, the players, said that 11 guys are better than him. Now, for those who are like, oh, can you name the I can't name the 11th guy because I don't see it. But I'll give you the top 10. I'll give you the top 10 here. Okay, so number 10, Max Crosby. Fair. Max Crosby,
no.
A top 10 player. Definitely a top 10 player.
He's top 10, but he ain't better than Josh. Go ahead.
I'm just saying he's a top 10 player. Fair.
Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. Number 9, Travis Kelce. He was ranked number 9 by the NFL players. How is that possible? And he had his worst statistical season as a pro. Maybe
he won the Super Bowl. You got to give him that.
It's because he dated Taylor Swift, isn't it? That's why they gave it to him. That's why he's 9, isn't it?
Don't even mention that name.
Okay. Number 8, TJ Watt. How is he 8? Explain that to me. Explain that to me, NFL players. He's 8. Really?
Yeah, that don't make sense.
Okay, number 7, Trent Williams. Fair.
Trent Williams is that boy, but...
I will keep him at 7. Definitely a top 10 player. Fair.
Better than Josh? Nah.
I'm talking about top 10.
How Josh, okay, he deserves to be in the top 10, but
definitely,
not.
Definitely deserves to be in the top 10.
Yeah.
Now, number 6, Chris Jones. Fair. Deserves to be in the top 10. I'll give you
Chris
him.
Chris Jones deserves to be there.
I'll give you 10. Okay, number 5. A lot of these are going to be fair. Number 5, Myles Garrett, fair. This is probably one of the scariest players since Bruce Smith.
So hold on a second here. If we're giving Kelce, in the top 10 because he won a Super Bowl in his worst statistical year, how are we getting the guy who didn't even – did Cleveland make the playoffs? Did they make the playoffs?
They did not.
Okay. Then how is he ahead of Josh Allen?
He is
top 10. Don't
he had 14 sacks last year. I mean, he's still ranked number 1 as, you know.
Cousin Sean said TJ had 19 sacks, TJ Watt, you know, so.
Should he be in the top 10?
TJ should be in the top 10.
TJ should be in the top 10.
TJ should be in the top 10. Yeah, easy.
Because of his brother.
He's playing monster numbers. Dude. Darnell just informed and just gave us a correction here. Cleveland did make the playoffs.
They did. They sure did make the playoffs and got eliminated. Yeah, shout out to them. They did make the playoffs. CJ Stroud took care of them.
Miles Garrett,
I have no argument for Miles Garrett. He's a scary dude. I have no argument for him. Patrick Mahomes, obviously top 10.
No argument. He should be number 1, but go ahead.
All right. Now, this next one, definitely top 10 player. Don't think he should be in front of Josh Allen, but he is a top 10 player. Number 3 was Christian McCaffrey. Top 10 player.
He's in the top 10. He's in the top 10.
Should he be number
3? He should have been. He possibly should have been the MVP.
I'll give you that.
Possibly should have been the MVP.
I mean, yeah. 14-59 from scrimmage last year. I'm sorry, 2,023 yards from scrimmage last year, 21 touchdowns. This guy should have been MVP.
He should have been MVP. Shout out to Lamar Jackson, but nah, he should have been.
Number 2, Lamar Jackson. I don't know what it is about Lamar Jackson. It's just when he gets to the playoffs, they just collapse. They just collapse in the playoffs. Great seasons. Great seasons. Lights up the highlight reel.
He went to the AFC Championship.
And lost. And we beat him. We beat him. We beat him in a divisional round. We beat him.
Not this year.
I'm talking about the divisional round. The pick six by
Terrence.
We beat him. We beat him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number one was Tyreek Hill.
The human cheat code.
Yeah.
The human cheat code. I mean, you got to respect his abilities as a player. He had an excellent season, a great season. But, you know, this is why I'm fighting with this list is because what are we saying? Are we saying postseason and season total combined? Or are we just saying the season?
I don't know. I don't know what they're going on. The NFL players voted, and apparently they said Josh Allen was number 12 and Travis Kelce was number 9, even though statistically he had his worst season as a pro. Which, now, to be fair, his worst season is better than a lot of people's best seasons as a tight end.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I'm not saying it's a huge drop-off. I'm just saying we're doing season. He had his worst season as a pro. Still a good year. Won a Super Bowl. Dated Taylor Swift. Had the ratings up. Hey, I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah, I think Josh could have figured the time.
He might have got it off Taylor Swift alone. I mean,
I understand.
I mean, you Taylor Swift Josh is selling NFL tickets, man. This is what we have come to. You know what I mean?
Josh. So my hater of the week goes to the NFL players for not putting Josh Allen in the top 10. Come on.
Yeah, definitely agree with you on that one. I can't even flex with you on that. All right, please post a hater of the week. I see my boy Joey. I think he posted one. Let's go back up. He posted Nick Wright, of course. Nick Wright is our arch enemy.
He's
number
gonna be
one. Hater number one.
FS1, because they fired Skip Bayless. So he's going to be the face now. So just imagine how that channel is going to go.
Yeah, I won't be watching that very much.
Won't either. A lot of ESPN going to be on my television.
So, all right, let's move on to our Winner Sin segment. Cousin Brad, this is something that's been widely talked about. The new kickoff rule. You have to kick between the 10 and the 20 to give the runner an opportunity to run the ball. Mm-hmm. I guess they're trying to bring that back. I think it's an absolute sin.
It's more rules to that. It's more rules than that. So flip this. Okay, so onside kicks are now illegal before the fourth quarter. The team must be losing to kick an onside kick. And the team must announce the intentions to the kick and onside ahead of time for it to be an onside kick.
Oh, boy.
And as we saw in the Hall of Fame game, you could bring some random third-string quarterback to hold the ball, but he has to immediately run off the field. It was weird. It was really weird. I think it's weird because it's new. I think that's the thing. I think if we start seeing guys take kick sixes to the end zone, I think we won't have a problem with it. But it's weird because it's new, and we just got a bunch of garbage the first time. It was offsides on the kickoffs. A couple of guys kind of flinched on the kickoffs. It was really weird, and I think it's bad because it's new. Once we get used to it, I think we'll be fine.
I think it's an absolute sin. I think, I always did like kickoffs. They're a very important part of the NFL, of mm-hmm. the game.
Yes.
I just think you need to go back to the classic way of doing things. I mean, when you start trying to add these new things and different rules and stipulations, you start constricting the game a little bit too much. I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling it at all. I think it's a sin.
I don't want to necessarily give it a sin yet. We only had three quarters of football, technically. We've seen a couple kickoffs. I don't want to give it a sin just yet. I don't want to give it a sin just yet because, to be fair, you can do a lot of creative things with this new rule. I mean, they got to catch it inside the free zone? Or is it called the landing zone? I don't know what it's called. It's the big green square on your screen when they kick it off. So, but I mean, once the guy starts moving, you could throw some reverses in there, maybe throw a little Music City Miracle. Ha ha. in there. You know, you never know what's going to happen with this new kickoff rule. I mean, I don't want to give it a sin yet. I think it's weird because it's new. I think, you know, once we get used to it and we see how it goes, you know, and again, we can modify it next year too. So we'll see what happens.
Those, leave it in the chat. What is this, a win or a sin for the new kickoff rule? Eddie, I liked Eddie's comment, man. He said basically no deception with the onside kick. He said that's basically like, so I'm saying I'm going deep on this play.
Yeah, that.
Like, come on, dude. Like, are you serious?
Like, hey guys, we're losing, so we're going to kick an onside kick. Just making sure you guys are cool with it. You're cool? You're good? Okay, we're going to try to recover this too, by the way.
Yeah,
you're
that's good? Terrible.
Okay, get your hands team out. Good luck.
That's terrible, man. That's like, it's basically saying, you know, I forfeit at the end of this game because they're going to be ready for it. Like, it's no, some teams may do a deep kickoff or a squib kick, you know, to get it in the middle field, hopefully get a fumble and set up that way. So now that you got to announce it, it's just, I don't know, man.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I just think last year they tried to prevent the kick. You know, a few years ago they tried to prevent the kickoff because they said it was causing too many injuries. Now they're trying to bring it back, putting all these stipulation in there. Come on, man. Keep the NFL to NFL, man. Keep the NFL to NFL. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, it's too new. We only had it for 3 quarters of football. Let's see what happens before we do win or sin. I don't know. It's new. It could be relatively exciting. It does. I mean, let's be honest. A lot of the kickoffs were a lot of the guys just putting their hands out, saying, let it go in the back of the end zone. It was pretty much a pointless thing. This gives you more incentive to actually return the kick. So I get it. I do like the kickoffs. It can bring momentum to the start of a game. A big hit on a kickoff or a big run back to start the game like we did against the Patriots when DeMar Hamlin went down. That was the momentum. It set the tone. So this can be different. I like what they're doing here. Let's see what happens.
I'll give it a try, but I don't know, man. All right, at this time, we want to make sure you like, share, and subscribe to the built-in Pub Flow platform that is powered by Monster Energy Drink. So make sure you go ahead and subscribe right here. All right, right now we're going to go into our Bills Mafia trivia section.
Oh, yeah.
The party starts in 3, 2, 1.
All right. Now, y'all know the rules now.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
No Googling. If you weren't there, you weren't there. If you don't know, take a guess. All right? Mm-hmm. All right, here is this week's Bills Mafia trivia. What year did my main man, the Bills mascot, Billy Buffalo, debut? What was the year? If you know what the year was, leave it in the chat. We'll give you a few moments to let us know what year did our mascot, Billy Buffalo, debut. And if you know the game,
bonus,
you were there. That's a bonus points too. So go ahead. Let us know what year did Billy Buffalo. Billy Buffalo actually came to my job a few times, man. So shout out to Billy Buffalo.
Yeah.
We got Ed Ryan says 2005.
No, that is not the correct answer. He is terrifying. Look at that face. He is the stuff of nightmares. Look at that face.
Sean Cousin Sean says 2001. Very close.
Incorrect. Very close. Come on, man. You were there. I was with you. We were there when that happened. Come on. Look at that face. All right. Look at that snout.
We have somebody that knows something. Mm-hmm. And it's our homegirl, Sandra. She says year 2000. That is absolutely correct.
That is correct. That is the correct answer. Billy, our guy, Billy Buffalo, we love him. He's terrifying. Stuff of nightmares, cool horns. He debuted September 3rd of 2000. Now, we mentioned, if you know the game he debuted in, bonus points. It was bonus points because it was the Tennessee Titans, the Sunday night football game. I know because I was there. And he came, their mascot, Rax, came out with a humongous television playing the Music City Miracle on our scoreboard. And then Billy Buffalo just came out and body slammed him. And it was hilarious. And we said, thank you, Billy Buffalo. We're going to welcome you for the next 24 years. And he had like a kind of a facelift, lost some weight, yeah. You know, got some Botox in his whatever that is, the head, you know, it looked different. So yeah. Shout out to William Buffalo, man. We love you, man.
Billy Buffalo, man. Shout out to the Bills.
He's an adult now.
Wow. He's an adult now. He's not a baby no more. You can call him Bill or William now, right?
Yeah. He's not a baby. He's not Billy no more. He's a William. He's an adult. Definitely. He can vote and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. All right. Now, this is where we're going to need some fan engagement. So please feel free to. This is going to be a segment where myself versus Cousin Brad's, my top five versus Cousin's top five. We used to do our top five segment, so we're going to bring it right back. Top five Buffalo Bill free agent. We did draft picks last week, top five. I believe we had Bruce, we had Thurman, we had Andre Reed, we had Kelly, and I believe we had a discrepancy about Josh Allen in there. But this time, we're doing free agent signings, okay? This is not trades.
Not trades.
I'm giving you the number one pick. Go ahead.
The best free agent signing, I think I'm going to go with London Fletcher. I'm going to go with that as number one. This dude never missed a game, played through injuries, and every time he was in the game, he was tackling literally everyone. So my first free agent signing is London Fletcher. That is my top 10. First one.
I'm going with James Lofton. Lofton was the all-time leading Bills receiver. Nice. I mean, all-time leading receiver in the NFL by the time he signed to the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. So we went to four straight Super Bowls with this guy. I think he only played in three. In the third one, we had Billy Brooks. But I'm going to say James Lofton is my number one pick.
That was on my list, and I didn't think you were going to remember that. I got to be honest. I didn't think you were going to remember that. All right. My next free agent signing, I like y'all putting y'all in the comments. I love it. Mine's is going to be Bryce Pop.
Ooh.
Bryce Pop. He was originally drafted by the Packers, but then we got him in free agency, and he went to a Pro Bowl, and he led the team in tackles that year in 1995. So Bryce Pop is my free agent number two.
All right, here we go. Mario Williams
is
my number two pick. Mario Williams is my number two pick. He had like 25 sacks in his stint. Well, not 26 sacks in his stint with the Buffalo Bills. I think he had like a really good 3 or 4 year run with the Bills. Had double digit sacks in two seasons. I think he was a pretty good free agent signing. He was an exciting signing. I mean, I think that was our first $100 million signing, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was nuts. And we made a pizza, and I guess the pizza was the selling point. Like we made a pizza that says "Sign here, Mario," and that was like the selling point for him. So, whoever made that pizza, thank you. So shout out to him, man. Now has mental health issues. Definitely mental health ribbon. See the ribbon right there.
Prayers, you know, keep going, man. Keep going. I know it can be hard. No one can be higher. That 100 M's was big. 100 Ryan, M's was big.
Ed Ryan just took my third one. I was going to say Jordan Poyer, but he put it up there first. So I got to go offense now. I'm going to go offense. I am going to go with offense. Fred Jackson, free agent. Free agent out of Cole College. Made his debut against the New Orleans Saints. Ended up being our starting running back. I liked him. Undrafted free agent out of Cole College. So I would say Fred Jackson is my number three.
All right. My number three, Ted Washington. Big Ted. Yeah. Big Teddy Ted. Yeah.
Drafted by the Cowboys, and we did get him in free agency. So shout out to you. That was a good one.
Big Ted was a big signing. Really helped this defense propel in 1999 to the number one defense. Mm-hmm. So there was some great years defensively for us. Those were the years with Flutie and Eric Mould starting to really emerge into himself. And that defense was number one. Bruce Smith, Marcellus Wiley. I think Bryce Pop was on one of those teams. Mm-hmm. You also had Pat Williams.
Yeah.
So you really had a pretty solid front four. Sam Coward. We talked about Sam Coward a few weeks ago. So yeah, definitely a big time signing.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go back on the defensive side. I am not gonna say Poyer. I am gonna say Micah Hyde.
Micah Hyde
was a great free agent pickup. And the only reason why I'm not saying Jordan Poyer is because he plays for the Dolphins now. I'll say it out openly. I'll say it open and honest, and Micah Hyde doesn't. Micah Hyde, when he came here, made an immediate impact, became one of the best safety. He probably should get another stint with us. I would welcome him to the training camp.
Stop it.
I will welcome him.
Let the man chill. If he come back maybe for like a coaching staff player, yeah, that's about that.
Okay.
All right. So my number four, surprised you didn't mention this guy, Doug Flutie.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you got
Doug Flutie, free agent signing.
Free agency from CFL. Yeah, we brought him in.
Yep.
That was a good pickup. Doug Flutie came right across from across the border, came in. Did his thing, led us back to the playoffs. So shout out to Doug Flutie, man. That was a good one. I did not think of him. So yeah, you got me there.
Guzzo says Lorenzo Alexander. That was a good signing for us.
Yeah. All right.
Hold on before we got some comedy here. You ready for this?
Oh wow, Vontae Davis, the dude who quit at halftime. Respect.
Oh man,
that is funny. Shout out to you, Ed Ryan. Shout out to you. All right, my first one, and I remember I have Flutie Flakes too, and they were better than Frosted Flakes. I don't care what nobody say; those were better than Frosted Flakes. Like they were better for some reason. I don't know why.
Especially in those times.
Yeah. So my number five. Hear me out. My number five. And I'm just choosing this guy as my number five because of the impact that he had when he came here. Terrell Owens. He was here for a year.
That was huge. You remember calling you screaming?
Yes. We went to the first game together. Yes. So shout out to that. That was exciting.
That was exciting. We went to the training camp.
Yeah, you sure did.
Terrell Owens. Yeah, man. That was really an exciting time. Even though, again, we didn't make the playoffs.
We did not.
It was terrible that year.
It was exciting to be a Bills fan. He came in. He was on the news. He had the biggest pyro when he came out. He had the cereal. It was a great time to be a Bills fan. Sold all the jerseys. Yeah. So I'm going Terrell Owens as my number five as far as free agent signings.
All right. I had T.O. I had to take him off my list. All right, so
that is right. Vontae Davis did pass away. That is right. Oh man, R.I.P.
All right, so number five is going to be Drew Bledsoe for me. Drew,
that was a trade. Nope, vetoing it.
That was a trade.
That was a trade. Nice try. Nope, that was a trade. That was our first and seventh round pick for that we traded to New England. So that was a trade. Nice try on draft day. on draft day. Nice try.
Didn't know that. My bad.
Vetoing that.
All right. So I'm going to have to go Sam Gash.
Sam Gash. Shout out to him. Wow.
I'm going to go Sam Gash.
Yikes. Sam
Gash. He had a nice stand in Buffalo, didn't he?
He did. He did. He was a big fullback, had a neck roll. He's a tough guy. Running people over. Lead blocker. Like, yes. Ah, shout out to Sam Gash, man. Didn't get a lot of touchdowns.
He was here with Marshawn Lynch, right?
No, that was Larry Sinners. That was Larry Sinners.
Okay.
Another fullback. But Sam Gash and Larry, they both played fullback. But Sam Gash, man, shout out to him.
Why, no, Sam Gash was with Antoine Smith, was here.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
Larry Sinners was with Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
But shout out to Sam Gash, man. Had the neck roll. I loved it. Loved the neck roll. I love any player that wears a neck roll is cool to me. I don't know why. Any player wears a neck roll. They need to bring that back. Bring back the neck roll.
So who you got for honorable mention?
Honorable mention as far as free agents go, I would have to go to Keo Spikes.
Frank Gore. Joey said Frank Gore.
I would go to Keo Spikes, man. To Keo Spikes was a straight savage when he got here. That linebacking core between London Fletcher, James Posey, and to Keo Spikes was just absolutely phenomenal. If we could have had a defensive line that could have, you know, prevented them from, you know, doing a lot of the work, and we could have had a secondary to back them up, that was probably the best linebacking core the Bills have ever had. So I got to go to Keo Spikes, my honorable mention.
I think I agree with that. I think the problem with Keo is he couldn't stay healthy, man. He couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah.
He couldn't stay healthy. By the time he got to Buffalo, he was my honorable mention is going to be Corey Graham, the hometown kid.
Ooh, yeah.
Remember Corey Graham?
Yeah. Yeah, played for Turner Carroll. Turner Carroll High School. Yep, went to New Hampton. Hampton, I believe. Drafted by the Ravens as a corner. Won a Super Bowl. Still keeps his roots in Buffalo. And he did come here. Yeah, so that was a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. All right, so who won this segment, y'all? Who won this segment? My top five is James Lofton, number one. Mario Williams, number two. Ted Washington, number three. Doug Flutie, number four. And Sam Gash, number five. Who was yours again, Cuzzo? You got him?
Oh, man, I stayed on defense. I said London Fletcher, Bryce Pop. Three was on Fred Jackson. Four was Terrell Owens. I'm sorry, no. Four was who was four?
Four was Terrell Owens.
No, it wasn't. Five was Terrell Owens. Four was Micah Hyde. Five was Terrell Owens.
Yep. So who do you like? Who had the better top five Bills between me and Cousin Brand? If you got a top five that you think is better, please post it in the chat as we speak. All right, man. Cuz. Yeah. Definitely. You got to give me the edge because of Flutie Flakes.
Yeah.
I got Super Bowls in mind. We've been to Super Bowls. I got Flutie.
I did not think about Doug Flutie. That's crazy. I didn't even think about him.
I don't think anybody on your list has even made a playoff.
No. Takeo Spikes went to the Super Bowl with the 49ers.
I'm talking about with the Bills.
Oh. Micah Hyde went to playoffs.
Yeah, Micah Hyde went to playoffs. Yeah.
Terrell, you talking with the Bills. Yeah, Terrell Owens. None of them did.
Besides
Micah Hyde, none of those. Oh, Bryce Pop, he did. He went to the Super Bowl.
And not with the Buffalo Bills.
He didn't go. Oh, he came after. Okay. But he went to the playoffs, though. We did go to the playoffs. Oh,
Joey being nice. He said, y'all know I won. Y'all know I won. Don't be too nice. Y'all know I won. I got Flutie and James Lofton on my list. Come on, man. And I got Ted Washington on my list. Come on, Big Ted.
I have Terrell Owens and Micah Hyde, and I have London Fletcher. Scary dudes.
Yeah, they were scary, but
I think Flutie gives you the edge, though.
Definitely.
I will concede because you have Flutie. I didn't think about him, and I'm mad I didn't. But I like how you tried to pull the Drew Bledsoe card. Not gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm glad you knew that was a trade because I didn't.
That was a trade. Yeah.
All right, how to get a dub, man? We got any expectations for this preseason game against the Bears. Who are you excited to see? How did the Buffalo Bills come away with the win? Even though this is preseason, we are winners and we still want to win. So, what's your expectations for the preseason game?
I want to see how the offensive line works. I want to see what the offensive line is going to be coming out in the start. Who do they start out with? What's going to be the starting five? Obviously, Josh is probably not going to play. I think Mitch gets the start. Mitch Trubisky gets the start, right? I think he's going to get the start. I am interested to see what the wide receiver starting three will be. They're probably not going to let a bunch of guys play, but I'm interested to see the offensive line, how they come out. That's what I'm most interested in, how they play along together, keep Mitch Trubisky clean. I'm interested to see that. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm going to be really watching this center position because McGovern's really struggled. He's really struggled throughout training camp. Joe Marino mentioned that on his show. Shout out to Locked On Bills. He was mentioning that the struggles that's coming from the center position that Josh Allen hasn't dealt with having Mitch Morris for the last 5 years. This is a new thing for him. They're seeing snaps come in very low. Josh Allen have to adjust here, have to adjust there, have to adjust up here, have to adjust down here at times. This can be very stressful on a quarterback. And we know with this two tight end set, Josh Allen is going to be operating out of the shotgun a lot. That's Josh Allen's strong suit. He can't have that. That's got to be cleaned up, whether it's Mr. Trubisky back there or whoever's back there. That's got to be cleaned up by the time the season starts. So I'll be keeping a close eye on that. And also the wide receiver position. I want to see what MVS has got. I think these next two games are really going to determine whether he's on his roster past second week of preseason.
Okay. Yeah. I do want to see Mac Hollins. I want to see him score a touchdown. I want to see Mac Hollins score a touchdown. I just want to see what he's going to do. So I'm interested in seeing that. And I want to see, I don't know, is Cole Bishop, I got a report that he was day-to-day. Is he going to play? Did they mention, did you see anything?
I haven't seen anything that he's going to play. I know he's dealing with a shoulder to shoulder. He said he's week to week, a shoulder injury. He's dealing with he's week to week at this moment. Same with Mike Edwards as well.
Okay. All right. Cool. But yeah, I'm looking, the offensive line is what I'm looking forward to see. And I don't think Caleb Williams is going to play. I don't think he's going to play. So I think Mark Rippon's nephew will get in again. Bears got a lot of guys that want some film.
I think Caleb Williams has to play.
I don't think he'll play. I don't think he'll touch the field until maybe next week. He may play a series.
What would be the purpose of that?
Hey, man, he's a rookie guy. I mean, he is being a leader in the locker room. $25 million guaranteed signing bonus for the rookie. I don't think he's going to play this week, though. I don't think he sees the field. We'll see.
Yeah, Mike Edwards also dealing with a shoulder injury and also has a hammy. Shout out to Joey for that. Cole Bishop is week to week. I really was excited to see what this young guy has. Injury bug is starting to hit. I mean, no serious injuries as of now. Right. But that's pretty normal when the pads come on. You go a whole off season without fully hitting, then you start running, and then you start getting hit. I mean, your body's not used to that just yet. So, you know, some guys who offensive linemen and guys who do physical work even in training camp, early training camp, and even in mini camp, because they're always touching.
Yeah,
it's different when you're talking about the skilled position. So. These guys are, dealing with some serious injuries right now, but nothing too bad, no tears, so to speak, that we know of. So I'm expecting the Bills to pull this out. I'm expecting this to be, this is Chicago Bears. I'm expecting the Bills to win this 27-18.
Good. Big game. Okay. I see the Bills pulling this out as well. I see this maybe a low-scoring game. I see this maybe 17-10 Bills. I see this boys winning by a touchdown in the field. I see 17-10 Bills.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some touchdowns because these wide receivers got something to prove, man.
Yeah.
That ball going to be getting slinged out there. You know, we going to see something, man. I'm like I said, you said keep a close eye on that offensive line. I think that's going to be real key. Seeing whether the quarterback is protected. I do expect Josh to play one series. I do not.
I expect him to be completely T-shirt, maybe some sweats on, hat. I don't expect him to even be in equipment. Carry a clipboard. Do not see the field. Don't even stand too close to the action. Like, I'm cool if you stand in the press box. I'm cool with that. Don't even get close, because I don't want nothing to happen. So, no.
Mitch, if you have any expectations for the Buffalo Bills, any scores that you believe, please put this in the chat. What do you think the score would be this Saturday against the Bears, the Bears? What are you expecting from the Buffalo Bills this preseason, the opening preseason game? Mm-hmm. And lastly, we got some 2025 Hall of Fame candidates. No Bills are on there.
We do.
No Bills are on there. Steve Tasker.
A former Bill's there. We got to count. Marshawn Lynch. Bill. We count it. That counts. Anyway, yes, the 2025 notable Hall of Fame candidates are in. I'm just going to go down the list, and you tell me if it's a lock or not. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Lou Kuechly, lock or not?
No.
Okay. Eli Manning.
Lock.
Yeah, I think he gets in, no problem. Easy. Earl Thomas.
Lock.
I say no. Not at all. Big part of the Legion of Boom, but just kind of fell off after that. So I would say no. Marshawn Lynch, lock. Come on, dude. You gotta let Beast Mode in. All right. Adam Vinatieri, a kicker.
Lock. Hate that guy, but lock.
Yeah, you gotta let him in. You gotta let the kicker in. Come on.
Unfortunately, right. Joey, no. Steve Tasker did not get in yet. Good thing that we are seeing special team guy. Devin Hester just got in.
Yes.
I believe a punter from a few years ago got in.
Ray guy got in.
Hopefully they come down the line with my man Steve Tasker.
And I am so thankful that Devin Hester got into the Hall of Fame. Because, I mean, let's be honest. It's always been all offense and all defense. He's that guy to show emphasis on the special teams. It's a part of the game. Definitely part of the game. He was a problem. He was a problem to kick to. So shout out to Devin Hester, man, getting into the Hall of Fame. His speech was amazing, too. So shout out to him. Next up, Clay Matthews. There was a time he was unstoppable.
Not a lock.
I don't think a lock either. I wouldn't say lock.
Got a Super Bowl though.
Did win a Super Bowl.
That kind of gives you an edge. When you won a Super Bowl, true. You got an edge. I'm gonna say lock for that.
All right. Lock in. All right. Next up, Terrell Suggs. Lock. That dude was a problem.
Lock.
Dude was a problem. Easy. All right. Next up, Joe Staley. Good offensive lineman. I think he locks in. Dude was a straight up mammoth out there.
He's a lock. He's a lock.
I think he's a lock too.
How many we got?
We got four more left.
Okay.
All right. Vernon Davis. No.
No.
I would not say lock.
Definitely not.
I would say no. All right. Aqib Talib, corner. I say no.
He got a Super Bowl with Peyton Manning, right?
I think he got one with the Patriots. The whole Tom Brady.
Ever in the Patriots, his stint with there, he was a solid corner. I'm not going to say lock, but he does have a ring.
I can't put him in first ballot with Deion Sanders, Charles Woodson, Champ Bailey. And those guys, Anton Winfield. I can't put him in. I can't.
No, he's not. He's not there. He's not down. He's not a lot.
All right, Ryan Khalil, big lineman.
Khalil makes it.
I think he's a lot.
Yeah, he's a lot.
All right, we got to be nice to the last guy. But I'm gonna say it anyway. Last one, Marshall Yanda. Who?
No. Who? No.
Come on.
No.
Yeah, he doesn't get it.
No. So who we got? Who we got getting in?
All right. So far, we got Lou Kuechly. I think Lou Kuechly gets in. Eli Manning. Come on. You can't spell elite without Eli. Marshawn Lynch. Adam Vinatieri. Terrell Suggs. Joe Staley. And Ryan Khalil. Gotta pick seven.
I mean, nobody else on that list. I mean, they coming out with any more additions, or that's it?
These are just the notable candidates. They got to pick it to seven.
Throw Steve Tasker in there, we'd be good.
I mean, they're probably going to throw Steve Tasker in there, but I don't.
They've been playing with my man for too long. Put Steve in the Hall of Fame, man. Come on now.
You gotta. He made special teams. Like, he made special teams, man. You gotta put him in with us, man.
Good playing. I mean, we have
more Hall of Fame players in the Hall of Fame than any other franchise, but you know, whatever. One more won't help. One more can help him. Let's put him in there. He's a little guy. You know, a little bus. They talk to each other. Be with boys. Come on.
No, man. One of the greatest special teamers ever, man. You got to put him
exactly,
in there.
Exactly, man. He's like 4'8". Hey, come on, man. Let him in.
Yeah, man. The little engine that could, right?
For real, man. Going to need steps at his little podium speech. Like, come on. You got to let Steve in.
All right. Here we go. This is it. Time machine. We going to the time machine.
All right.
And I'm telling y'all, there's one stipulation here. The greatest of all time, the greatest Bill of all time cannot be drafted. Draft one, and that's Bruce Smith, of course. Draft one former Bill to the 2024 roster that takes the Buffalo Bills over the top. You cannot pick Bruce Smith, so don't even comment. Do not even comment Bruce Smith. He's the greatest Bill of all time. We know he takes us over the top. Who's your pick? You got one pick.
Jairus Byrd at the safety position. Jairus Byrd. Yes. Ball hawk. But he's exactly what we need on that defense. First round pick. Uh-uh. Picking Jairus Byrd. You said a draft pick.
All right. And okay. He had a really good rookie season, too.
He did.
I'm going to have to say. All right, we got somebody mention Andre Reed. That would be a great one.
That's fair.
I'm gonna have to say Eric Moulds, man. Eric Moulds to Josh Allen on the same team. I mean, that would be a nightmare. That would be a nightmare.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, Reed would be great too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think it's starting
Josh to Allen better. Better stretching the field, and I think Eric Moulds is better stretching the field than Andre Reed is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say E Moulds on that one.
I respect that. You know, I love Eric Moulds, but I gotta say, Jairus Byrd. I think that ball hawk and safety in the back, yeah, he didn't make hits on guys, but that ball he was a problem. He would literally take away half of the field, and I think it'd be a great addition when you're playing against Patrick Mahomes, you're playing against Tyreek Hill, you're playing against the guys that want to pass the football. I think he'd be exactly what we need at that safety position to beat those guys, take us over the top.
Terminator definitely would have been, I mean, star coming out of Oklahoma City, an all-time leading rusher until a guy named Barry Sanders broke all records pretty much. But definitely – him as a rookie playing on this team with his ability, I mean, he was already a veteran before he even started. I mean, this guy started 4 years at Oklahoma State.
But would he take us over the top, though? Would he take
us over the threat, top? The dual threat of him running and catching out of the backfield, absolutely.
James Cook can do.
I don't think he can do it better than Thurman, though.
I don't think
he's not an elite catcher. He's not an elite catcher on at all by any means.
I mean, the way I'm looking at it, is what the team actually needs. And yes, I think we do need a ball hawk and safety back there. So, and yes, we do need a big play guy like Eric Moulds that can stretch the field. But Thurman Thomas, I think James Cook does a pretty good job in his young age. I'm not taking away anything from Thurman Thomas. Obviously, Thurman Thomas, one of the greatest running backs ever played a position. But I mean, would he take us over the top though?
Look, man, Thurman, like my cuz just said, Thurman was the NFL MVP. He was. I mean, he averaged 2,000 yards in five straight seasons?
Yeah.
Like, that was never done before until LaDainian Tomlinson broke that record. You know, again, I mean, the guy was an amazing athlete. I definitely think he would have been somebody really would have changed the game for the Buffalo Bills. Definitely. He definitely would have been a pickup for me, too, even though he was an MVP as well. So, but you think about matching up Eric Moulds on the other side of Keon Coleman, like That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be.
Bring back the number 80, man. We need to start wearing that more. We need to start, the receivers need to wear that more. I get it. It's cool to have the team numbers, but there's something about the number 80 that just says wide receiver. I don't know what it is. It's something about the number 80 that just stands out as wide receivers. I need to bring that back, man. Bring back the number 80.
Yeah, man, definitely. Thurmo was definitely that dude. Definitely an honorable mention here on Buffalo Against the World. We will be back and we'll be talking next week about the preseason game. And also, we'll be keeping you up to date. Stay locked in. Make sure you like, share, subscribe to the channel.
Hit the notification bell.
There's going to be a lot of other great shows right here on the Built In Buffalo platform. So make sure you subscribe to keep up to date on what we got going on. But as for myself and cousin Brad, we will be back next Monday, 7 p.m., as we are always here. So make sure you like, share, subscribe to the channel. Monster Energy Drink, the official energy partner of the Built In Buffalo platform. Cousin Brad and Kulu, we are signing out. One love. Beers, man.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.